Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 597 of the show. Thank you. We love you. Subscribe to our Patreon where you can get my bonus show. Bonus Bri. Happening weekly. Only via the Patreon. Patreon.com/the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Tune in this week. So you can hear me do a deep dive on whatever's going on with Landon Donovan, because it keeps showing up in my Instagram and it's weird. I am joined now, as always, by Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. I'm a couple things.
Yeah.
First off, I had this inspiration right before recording.
Tell me.
Switch wardrobe.
Oh.
Saluting the legend.
Oh, Kyle and Scotty. Doll Family Farms.
I'm wearing the Doll Family Farms. Yeah. I miss that guy. I was thinking about him today. I was on my bike and I was thinking how cool it was when he would just send us videos from the farm, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And it would be like both funny.
Yeah.
But also fun because he would be shitting on us because we're not real men. It's great.
True. It's true.
Love that guy.
I know.
I loved him.
He was the best. I have a shirt like that too, and I wear it to the gym, and then I'll make an Instagram story talking about what a pussy I am, like how I'm scared, or how I'm how rain is falling from the sky and touching my skin and ruining my hair and how horrible it is. And Kyle's wife will message me and she'll be like, well, you got a farm shirt on, so at least you look tough.
Look, but not,
yeah,
but not am tough
because I'm a huge pussy. Okay, let's talk. Something else.
Somebody sent me this.
Tell me.
I don't know. It might have been from a book years ago, but I see the timestamp. It was today or 2 days ago.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey's mom refused to cover dad's huge manhood when he died during sex.
I've heard this story. I remember this.
So his dad pulled him and brother maybe aside and was like, the only thing that's going to kill me is sex. With your mom.
Oh, because.
And then he died during sex.
Because it took so much blood.
She didn't cover it up.
I wouldn't. I mean, that would be my dying wish.
Right. If I'm working with something, I'd be like, tuck it away.
Yeah,
like,
hide it.
No,
cover it up.
It's fine.
Cover it up.
It's not going to impress any coroner.
No, it's going to make people sad. Oh, cover them up. Come, but if you're hung like,
no wonder why he was working so hard.
If you're hung like McConaughey's dad, look, McConaughey's. We've had enough of McConaughey, right, Ed? Like he was so good, and he was so great.
I like him in Dazed some stuff, Confused. Like True Detective.
Very good in that. Yeah, yeah.
He's been good in some stuff.
He's like a lot of actors. He's good as an actor because he's not super bright. But then. We get subjected to their views and shit because people like to see him act. And I don't know his views either.
I know he loves sexes. I know that.
He was just, well, my horns. I'm going to a game in a couple of weeks. He was just doing the rounds for some book of like philosophy and poetry that he wrote. He was doing podcast rounds. And I'm like, who wants to hear this? Who wants to read his poetry? And his philosophy on life is fucking do whatever you want because you're really fucking handsome and good at acting. Like the rest of us aren't like that, you know?
Cool tip.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Can we set the timer?
Yeah, 30 minutes. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Here we go. Let's talk about some people who died. Fucking lot of people died this week.
The Reaper was working overtime before Halloween, I guess.
Big time. Just tell us who is dead now. It's a sad segment. Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
update. Cause Ed Daly has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed, who died this week?
I believe it was like Friday or something.
Yeah.
Kiss guitarist, lead guitarist, Ace Frehley. He was like the space guy, right?
Spaceman. Yeah. He's like an alien. He's an alien. This is his character.
He died 74 years old. There was a brain bleed situation. And then, you know, like an hour and a half later, the brain was done.
Yeah.
Stop working.
Very.
74 years old. Here's the irony.
Tell me.
Just 7 months earlier, a psychic told him he'd live to 100, and yet he died at 74. So maybe the bigger story is, are we supposed to believe psychics don't know what they're talking about?
Well, they could be wrong once in a while, Ed. Like, geez, you know, like, let you know, nobody bats a thousand.
This is the why bad things happen to good people. When you hear about, like, somebody goes to church every day and gets hit by a bus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It just happens, you know? It's, what are you going to do?
You know?
I once saw Ace Frehley on the on Thanksgiving at a bar. But I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, I know that guy's somebody. And I wasn't exactly sure who it was until I left.
Cooler if he was wearing the makeup.
He wasn't. That's the thing. Yeah. He just had a regular ass goatee and a balding, long, stringy hair with, you know, like a kind of a trashy, a little bit too young, but still kind of old broad. And they were sitting at the bar and everybody was going up to him and shaking his hand. He was wearing a suit.
Right. So you knew he was someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he had the courtesy to wear the makeup,
yes,
you'd
yes,
know exactly.
Exactly. I couldn't place him exactly. I'm like, I know who that guy is. He's in a band and it's not coming to me right now. I was drunk or drinking. And then I left and I was like, ah, oh, fuck, that was Ace Frehley. So, like, look, I would encourage anybody to go on their Spotify and play a little New York groove right now because Ace Frehley, he got it done. Exactly. He got it done. Yeah.
Good song.
Yeah. R.I.P. Very sad. Great axe man.
R.I.P. Jesus or Jesus, whatever. Jesus Montero.
Yeah.
Former Yankee catcher. He was like the number one prospect for them. And they kept talking about him.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't include him in trades. He was that kind of prospect.
Yep.
And then I think he did like 4 years there. But he died. Very sad. 35 years old. Motorcycle accident in Venezuela.
Very sad.
If his life and death can be a lesson to anyone, don't ride a motorcycle in South America.
I know. What about in Orange County? I kind of want to get one, Ed. I'm going to go get my license.
I'm a little bit scared here.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that in South America.
No. Because not only, and then if you get smashed, it's like, who's going to come rescue you? Are there any services or, you know, like...
Who's to know?
It's concern. And what's the condition of the roads? It's not a good idea. You know, it's not, you know, R.I.P. Jesus Montero.
R.I.P. Doug Martin, a.k.a. the Muscle Hamster.
Yeah.
Former Boise State and Tampa Bay Buccaneer running back. Had like a great rookie year right out of the gates. Was like great.
Yeah.
Pro bowler a few times. 36 years old. And what we heard is, after a brief struggle with police during a break-in call.
Oh, yeah. They probably got their stick around his neck. They got their stick around his neck. They're like, hey, turn off your body cams. Yeah, turn off your body cams.
It feels very body cam.
He's resisting. Guys, he's resisting. Don't let him resist too much.
Let's say the Muscle Hamster had some CTE, was performing crimes. Let's say he was breaking into a place to steal.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details, but I'm pretty sure the punishment for any sort of robbery is not death.
Not a death sentence. Yeah.
So the brief struggle with police.
Feared for our life. Yeah. Feared for our life.
I don't know. Like, and be like, hey, it wasn't, he was stopped in a murder situation
Pulled
or even mid-rape.
Yeah. Yes.
It was the break-in situation and he died after a brief struggle.
Yeah. Brief. A lot of the sticks came out, Ed. They get the sticks out.
Night stick to the back of the head. Night stick to the windpipe.
Yeah, the end.
I don't know any of the scenarios, but
it's a good guess.
The punishment is not supposed to be death for anything.
Yeah. Yes. Even by not accident. Yeah, I agree.
So RIP.
Very sad. RIP.
Doug Martin. RIP Samantha Egger, Oscar nominated actress in The Collector, 86. Good run. She got a nomination. Great.
Yep.
RIP Sam Rivers, Limp Bizkit bassist, 48. Unknown, but he did have a liver transplant in 2017. Talked about how he had some hard living that led to that.
Damn.
So, you know, 48, but he definitely like taxed his body.
Got a new liver at 40?
Yeah, that's like, right. Because that was
whoa.
That was 8 years ago.
Bro, that is fucking heavy. Shit. Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Ed Williams, the quirky police scientist in The Naked Gun, 98 years old. If you've seen the movie, like he was just like the guy in the crime lab. And like,
yep.
Good run, 98.
Yeah, yeah. That's a long ass life.
He was, when was Naked Gun? Like
80s?
30 years ago?
Yeah, more.
30 years. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. He was in his 60s. Like that was probably his last like,
yeah,
acting situation.
I was in middle school when that, so that's nearly 40 oh, yeah. years ago.
Because yeah. it was like Gorbachev
when
first march.
Yes.
And that was Reggie one Jackson. Of the hardest I've ever, that's the, one of the hardest moments I've laughed in my life when Gorbachev got the birthmark rubbed off.
It is so fucking funny. Now, people say good things about the new Naked Gun, and my dad
liked it.
My dad tried to show it to me this weekend, but I wasn't, there's people talking and I couldn't really get into it. I wasn't in the right state of mind. So, but
yeah, I would say it was solid. I yeah. think because it was written by Andy Samberg's partner,
yes,
guy.
Jorma,
I think it was that.
Taccone, yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Is it the guy that broke his pelvis? Same dude?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. Akiva
Schaefer.
Yeah.
Yes.
RIP Steve Bridges, TikTok comedian.
Yeah.
Comedian.
Yes.
41 years old.
Yeah.
His wife tearfully announced he passed away in his sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So terrible, but like, doesn't sound like he took his own life.
No, I think she said he died peacefully in his sleep, but he was fat. So like, this could have been an apnea situation or his heart could have attacked him. You know, it's like,
right.
Who knows? You know, sad way to go. Sad to die on a couch, honestly. Like, you know, it's not a good, you don't want to die on a couch.
Better than like dying while you're driving, like have the massive heart attack and then take people out.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, right? That's true.
At least he was comfortable.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He didn't know what happened. You know, like that's kind of nice, I guess.
I mean, aren't we all hoping to go in our sleep?
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Me too. I want to go like Matthew McConaughey's dad myself, but.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would like that. Like one yeah. last thrust.
Just nut yourself.
Pretty gross.
Nut the life out of you and then collapse. And then you're just like. Like snots coming out of your nose.
Imagine the Mike Timon back leg.
Yeah. Yeah. It's over.
RIP Penelope Milford, Oscar nominated actress in Coming Home, but what I recognized her from, she was the guidance counselor in Heather, 77 years old. That's a good movie.
Such a good movie. Heather's is so good. And like prescient for today, even though it came out in the 80s or like 1990. I think it was 89. Like 80, yeah.
Yeah, 89.
Maybe 87. I don't know. It's good as hell, though.
RIP Sandy Alomar Sr., former Major League All-Star, father of Roberto and Sandy Jr., 81 right. years old.
All right, Payne.
Good yeah. sons, and I guess he was an All-Star, so
that's
good
right.
for him.
Yep.
This is an underrated legend. RIP Drew Struzan, iconic movie poster artist who made the Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Star Wars movie posters.
You could picture all of those. You could picture every single one of those in your head. Yeah.
And that's a talent that like absolutely. You don't think about, but a good movie poster is fucking great.
Well, and now AI does it. And if you watch this show on YouTube, you can see what AI is capable of because I use it. What it thinks of us. I finally, last week, because it keeps making, I keep saying make a thumbnail and then it puts two random white guys in the thumbnail every single time. And I'm like, who the fuck are these white guys? And sometimes it looks like it could be the same white guy twice.
Right. One guy, one time he was wearing a hat, one time he wasn't.
So last week I just said, take out those two random white guys, and it did take them out. But look, it's not making iconic. It's iconic in how shitty they are. And so that's because we live in idiocracy. We're just reveling in things that are shit. We love shit. We're going to water the fucking plants with Gatorade and shit. And that's just how we live now.
The best thing I watched this weekend was the MAGA dude face planting twice during the protest.
That guy snatched a lot of fun. That guy snatched his sunglasses.
We can solve some joy in this world. But yeah.
Solid.
And then finally, RIP D'Angelo, the gorgeous R&B singer.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Great abs.
People will forget he started out fat. The first D'Angelo album, he was fat as shit. And then he got hot. Yes, he was a fat man.
Beautiful.
Yes. He
51, pancreatic cancer.
Oh, bro, that's just...
Get your affairs in order immediately.
Want that one.
Jeez, don't the worst.
That one.
The worst.
Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as worthy as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on? Well, first of all, what's going on? Do you have access to what's going on in the ALCS Game 7? You don't? We don't know anything?
Don't know anything. I have the TV off. As, respect for our listeners.
As we record, Game 7 is going on, a.k.a. who's going to get Otani'd? We got to find out who's going to get Otani'd. Is it going to be the Mariners?
Who America is cheering for? Who's America going to cheer for? Because the only people that are cheering for the Dodgers are the three assholes in my group text with you, Jason, and...
I don't know. I don't know. I have a very small world. I'm not privy, but I do see a lot of people on Instagram.
Nobody that does anything but hate the fucking true. Dodgers.
I know. There's a lot of hate for the Dodgers out there.
And then on top of it, Dave Roberts will be like, hey, let's ruin the game. Yeah, well, fuck off. Yeah. You're going to lose a season of baseball because of your asshole.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
$2 million a year for Ohtani. Cool. Everybody's having a good
time. Well, anybody could have done that. Fuck off. Anybody could have done that deal.
Yeah, anybody.
The entirety of that deal supposedly paid for itself in the first year.
The poor listeners who are wasting a half hour of this nonsense.
What do you mean? They love it just
nobody
as much. Oh, I even have the hat on.
Dodgers. Everyone hates the Dodgers.
They do? Let's take a poll. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com.
I never thought anyone would be worse than the Yankees. And in the last like week or two, I'm like, oh my God, are they worse than the Yankees?
What's the bad part about them? Is that they have a high payroll? They're not the only team with a high payroll.
And then they talk about the struggles they have to, nobody has to deal with the hatred we deal with and this and that. It's like, are you kidding me? Like you spend more than everyone and like, fuck off. Nobody cares for the Dodgers.
I have not heard anybody crying on the Dodgers, but I mean, they're going to be crying tears of joy when they repeat in the World Series. Yeah. Very difficult to do. Hasn't been done since the 90s.
Great for the sport.
It's great for Dodger fans, and that's all that matters. Great. What's going on in the world of sports, Ed?
Former Besides NFL haterism. Running back Herman J. Graham, who I've never heard of, but NFL running back. He was arrested in a prostitution sting for trying to have sex with a 16-year-old. But here's the thing that jumped out at me.
Yep.
The sting, it was a 16-year-old sex worker.
Yes.
But the sting happened at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday in Nashville.
Whoa. Shouldn't she been in high school? Being
so horny at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday. Like, look.
This is late night coming from the bar.
I love a good daytime session.
Oh, who doesn't? I'm at my best. But my testosterone peaks in the afternoon. I fuck best at 4 o'clock. Everybody knows that.
I'm right there with you in terms of it's great.
Yes.
But when you're going for a sex worker, it means you like have to have it right then. I can't imagine a sex worker sting working at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday.
No, that's the slow time. That's right. Because you got to get them after the bar.
I remember back in the, you know, way back in the day, strip clubs, that's yeah. the staffs that yeah. are not really team. Concerned
They'll
about.
They'll work a little harder, though, Ed. That's what,
no, I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it. But the sting, if you're setting up a sting at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday, these are sickos.
Those are guys you need to arrest. Like, look, look, prostitution oftentimes or could be considered a victimless crime as long as both participants are willing and not being coerced into the situation. But
from what we know about the hand jobs that Robert Kraft got, like, didn't feel super consenting.
Any time you're going to a Jack Shack type of situation
in Jupiter,
those young ladies are definitely being coerced. They're working
they
off their debt
into this situation.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I could go for? Jacking off Robert Kraft and his jowls.
What else is going on, Ed? 13 minutes.
Aaron Rodgers was furious after a teammate tackled him during a touchdown celebration.
That's because he's a top. He doesn't like to be on the bottom of things. Everybody knows that.
He doesn't want to be pinned down. He likes to talk about his ayahuasca use and pile driving dudes.
Is he still, are the Steelers, I don't follow any, is he good? Like, are they good?
I think, you know, the arm talent is always going to be there. Yeah. But I think so much has to do with the division you play in. Like, far, I've seen him play, the Jets, maybe the Bengals, the Browns. Like, he's doing well enough.
Yeah.
And he has DK Metcalf. Like, it's...
he does?
Sure soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
I watched a fair amount of Jets games because they just would be on TV a lot last year.
Yeah.
And he was the biggest problem for the Jets. Yeah. He was a guy that would just chuck the ball before anyone would hit him.
Right.
Like, he looked like a guy who... I get it. When you're in your 40s, you don't want to put in the same type of work that
and
suffer the same type of hits when you're 25.
Right. Even though Matt Stafford's an MVP candidate, he's played so well.
He's awesome right now.
Aaron Rodgers also they lost to the this happened in against the Bengals. They lost on Thursday Night Football. He threw for 249 yards and 4 touchdown passes. Down 6 points late in the fourth quarter, Rodgers threw a go-ahead 68-yard touchdown pass to tight end Pat Freiermuth. The veteran quarterback was so happy. This is the most disturbing part. Was so happy with the play that he broke out his joyous Mario celebration. He's got his own...
I don't even know what that is.
He's got his own patented... He does like Super Mario? Or were we talking Mario Lemieux?
Mario, where he jumped on the mushroom? What did Mario celebrate?
I don't know. Here, there's a clip. I'm going to watch it right here. Okay. The guy goes down the sideline, scores a touchdown. He's like this. He's jumping like this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you know he fucking workshopped that, Ed. You know he's like, hey, I'm thinking about a new celebration.
He was mad about the guy knocking him off his celebration.
He was doing his Mario celebration where he throws the arms up like Mario running and he's feeling real good.
He took a break between having sex with women to do that.
Right. He had to. His new bride that he met in the Niagara Falls area Brittany that no one's ever seen, but he's married. Don't worry, he's married. He told us.
The wife who he met at summer camp in Canada. That one.
Yeah, exactly. Ed, what else is going on, sports?
A new video shows Jordan Hudson bossing people around, then talking shit about them on a hot mic during NFL Films produced Belichick show last fall when she technically didn't have a role in the 2024 show.
This chick has got to be the worst. We need this show. We need the outtakes.
It's how bad could it be? And it's just she's micromanaging everything. And so what is she, 24 now? She's 23.
Yeah.
And she's I don't like how he's doing this and that. And hey, what's with the, cause she kept going, have you guys used Adobe Acrobat? She kept saying shit like that. And I was these are graphic designers who are professionals. I don't think they talk in Adobe Acrobat.
She's a fucking pageant girl that licks the balls literally.
Yeah, literally.
Of a 74-year-old dude.
Of a used garbage pail of a human being.
Disgusting. Yeah. Okay.
Disgusting.
Let's do some.
Well, Cal. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
University of California.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Trolled Belichick on their scoreboard this weekend by giving their mascot a vote of confidence because they used the same wording that UNC did.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then Cal beat them Friday night, sending them to 2-4.
How come Cal beats fucking North Carolina, but when I'm there, we get our ass kicked by Duke, the Dukies, with a bunch of fucking private school rich fucks celebrating, dancing around, so fucking happy.
Horrible.
Then they beat...
One last sports one in there.
Yeah.
Forgot about this. I don't know why I deleted it, but Brewers fan lost her job after saying call ice on Dodgers fan during the playoff game. And I believe she worked for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, she was. So I will say, like, obviously, I mean, if you watch the video, the guy was kind of being a dick. Like, he was... Because
Dodgers fans,
no, he was sort of trolling the whole section, you know, because he's in Milwaukee, and look, the Dodgers swept him, and they almost gave up no hits in any of the games. So he's like, hey, why so quiet? Why is everybody so quiet? Which is kind of like an asshole move, and like everybody's
an asshole move, and he deserved to be punched in the face.
Yes,
but anyone who's like proud, just like the dude who ate shit in Denver.
Yeah,
when people are saying call ice, like you're pro Gestapo right now. Like ice is not on the right side of history.
Yeah, fuck. In case you're wondering where I stand, where we stand on the situation. Fuck ice. Fuck that bullshit. Fuck you if you're into that.
Hey, I'm going to wear a mask and take people away.
Pussies. What a bunch of fucking pussies. I'd never seen bigger pussies in my fucking life than these ice fucking pussies. I've never seen bigger pussies. Okay, let's talk some sports. Oh, no, wait. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish.
Couple voicemails. Oh no. Hold on. It's not plugged in. We'll go an extra minute, over 30 minutes, because I fucked up right there. Here we go.
All right.
Brian, Ed, Super Lee here.
Oh, Super Lee.
Just Super Lee.
Say Brian finished the solo bride, bonus bride, and thought it was great. Absolutely great. Appreciate you doing that. I would also say that you are exactly right, that to all the non-Patreon subscribers, they can complain they want, but fuck them.
Fuck them.
You're giving them
don't fuck them.
Half hour for free every week.
There's a show here
a month.
That's
they don't
free.
You're worth $250 an hour, fuck them. Yeah. What kind of intel does that give you? Like, if they have
fuck pain, complaining.
Yeah, fuck complaining. Yeah.
Fuck complaining, free listeners.
It's free.
Like, we're happily providing this half hour to
you. Yeah, free.
But complaining.
If you want to hear more, just you can listen to more. It's $5.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And give the money, they'll get more. I mean, you know me, I can't get enough of you guys. I think you guys are awesome. Love you guys dearly. You know that. Also, Brian, you're not a psychotic for wanting a hot doctor.
I personally
have a hot doctor.
Oh.
Sent you a picture of her.
So, Ed, on Bonus Bri, I was talking about the my doctor is a lady. She's a woman, and she's attractive. And I picked her for that reason. And this was many years ago. And I'm like, well, at some point she's going to have to see my dick or my balls, like, or my butthole, you know, like those, like at some point that's going to happen. And I'm like, I can't have a hot lady doctor seeing my dick or my balls or my butthole. We talked about one time I had a ball situation.
Yes.
With my old doctor. Oh, and this is the genesis. This is what I discussed on Bonus Bri. I found out that my former doctor took his own life. And I was very sad about that. But he wasn't my doctor anymore. And one time I had an appointment with him and he was waylaid, probably because he had depression. And he had a substitute lady doctor there. And it was a ball issue. And I'm like, yeah, it's right here. It's on my balls, because I had a cyst on my balls. Yeah, I know. Why did? And I did at the time. I thought it was cancer. So I'm like, hey, check this out. And she's like, what's that? And she like poked with her finger. And I'm like, you have never handled any balls in your life. These are the first balls you've ever touched. Anyway, that's what he's talking about.
Yep.
I would just say about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, I had a doctor in the city. And he was so gorgeous that it made me uncomfortable getting naked around him.
Yeah.
Because he was so good looking. And I'm feeling inadequate.
Yeah,
I didn't want it to move.
Yeah,
but I also didn't want him to judge, because I'm like, he's fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
he looks at me, a mere mortal.
Yeah,
I was uncomfortable with it.
Yeah,
and he was a doctor for both Michelle and me.
Oh no,
and I'm like, you know,
yeah,
he's too much for me.
It's embarrassing.
I struggle with that.
It's, if you're going to show your cock, you almost got to go to urgent care and just get a rando. Like, you know,
well,
like,
I would slap it around a little bit.
Yeah,
first.
Warm it up, of course. You know, yeah,
warm it up. A little warmed up. Because this guy's gorgeous.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah.
Validating this. There's the people that see you naked. Like, yeah. You have to pay them to see you naked. And I don't know about you, but like, I don't want to look bad for them. So I'm motivated to stay the last time in the gym.
That's a good point. Sure I, that's a good point.
Get dessert every now and then. Yeah. Keep that body looking good. And also, you know, it doesn't hurt if they do have to check out the old dong, but maybe get a little extra blood flow and go to there as you're around them.
Yeah, this kind of what
and finally, you know,
yeah.
You said you had this guy put his finger up your butt. Well,
oh yeah, that's the guy that died.
I want Mr. Sausage Fingers going up there on me. So I want a trim gal with very nimble fingers to make that penetration.
What if she's got nails? Well, she's got nails on.
Appreciate that. Don't be so hard on yourself, Brian. Finally, I got to take issue with something you said, though, Brian. You talked about doing a Love is Blind show with Jay Stu. Are you just trying to copy what Ben and I do on the after show every Friday on YouTube? Oh,
talking about our favorite porno actresses?
We did a
actresses?
Big, deep dive into Love is Blind, so I appreciate you jumping on our bandwagon.
I don't have any favorite porno actresses.
It's not supposed to work that way.
And I don't.
So, you know, you guys become the porn stars, the wrestlers, and now Love is Blind. You just take all the things that we're known for, and we don't know what we're going to talk about anymore. So, wish you guys all well. Thanks for doing what you do. Love you both, and take care.
Bye. I'm told that you guys discuss your favorite porno actresses and your favorite.
Yeah, that's what you've told me.
Your wrestling heroes. One more.
Guys, sorry to call.
Oh my God.
TTE brain, you know, Brian, let's see. And I thought of something that I wanted to ask you.
Oh.
Brian, you're hearing all the Katy Perry hate.
Oh.
And I get
not
it,
a fan.
You gotta admit, she's got a couple of very nice features.
No.
So I have to scoop it up for you.
Okay.
Would you rather scoop up Katy Perry or Demi Lovato?
I don't know. Neither. Well, definitely not Katy Perry. I find her offensively uninteresting. Like, really, really despise
too
her
much.
To a
too
huge
much.
Degree. I can't stand her. She has bad style. Her music sucks. Everything about her sucks. I hate her. Demi Lovato, she's a little young. That's all I'll say. You know, I can't really choose. Okay, Ed, look, it's been 30 minutes. We love you guys. Non-Patreon subscribers, you guys are the best. Other than the people that pay us money. So we'll see you guys next week. If you are a Patreon subscriber, hang on. We got more to do here.